Out of my bondage, sorrow and night, Jesus, I come, Jesus, I come. Into thy freedom, gladness and light, Jesus, I come to thee. Out of my sickness, into thy health, out of my wanting and into thy wealth, out of my sin and into thyself, Jesus, I come to thee.
It's Monday, November 21st, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. Philippians chapter 3, starting at verse 17, the Word of God says, "Brothers, join in imitating me, and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. For many, of whom I have often told you and now tell you even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and they glory in their shame, with minds set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly bodies to be like his glorious body, by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. Therefore, my brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved." C.S. Lewis said, "If you read history, you will find that the Christians who did most for the present world were precisely those who thought most of the next. It is since Christians have largely ceased to think of the other world that they have become so ineffective in this." Martin Luther said, "There are 2 days on my calendar, this day and that day," talking about living in the present and thinking in terms of that day when Christ returns. You know, when we think about heaven, and the more we think about heaven, the more we are effective in our lives here on earth in the present. Now, here's what Paul's saying in this verse, in this passage. He's saying, "Look at me and imitate me, not for the purpose of focusing on me, but so that you may see what humble, radical dependence on Christ looks like, and then you may do the same." And so ultimately, it's so that we can all turn our eyes upon Christ. Then he says that there are many, not some, but many, who you don't need to look to and imitate because they are enemies of the cross. He says their end is destruction, their God is their belly, meaning they worship themselves, and they glory in their shame with minds set on earthly things. All right. And he takes that and he contrasts these enemies of the cross with true believers. And he says, "But our citizenship, it's in heaven. And from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself." So in other words, this is not our home. Now we've got to continually remember that this is not our home because we are hardwired to forget that. Hebrews 13 verse 14 says, "For here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city that is to come." See, our home is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's kind of filter that down. What does that mean for us? One commentator points out that earthly goals and self-centered desires, they just fade in importance. See, with mature godly believers, there's an anticipation that marks their lives, and you can see it everywhere. Believers know that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back from heaven, and he will fully establish the kingdom of heaven then, and that's where we have citizenship. So while we wait, we participate in kingdom activities, not in worldly activities. We grieve differently. We grieve, but not like those who have no hope. See, right now our bodies get sick, they hurt, they desire sinful pleasures, which in the end we hate, they grow old, and they eventually die. But followers of Christ have the hope that life in this world is not the end. Someday we will have we will have a perfect body that will never die, a body like the one Jesus has now. Paul, like a little boy who wants to be like his daddy, whom he admires, anticipated the day when he would be like his Savior and live forever in perfect joy with him. Let us feel that anticipation. Let us stand firm when trials and temptations come, because see, our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior. So what does that mean? Well, it means that we can act now with integrity in our business dealings, even if it costs us. It means that we can act in love, even if it's not the cool thing to do, because ultimately this is not our home. We can have confidence in Christ when our bodies become sick, weak, and fragile, because this is not our home. May we stand firm as we put our hope in Christ and work for the kingdom that lasts, and in so doing, make much of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Day.
Out of the fear and dread of the tomb, Jesus, I come, Jesus, I come. Into the joy and light of thy home, Jesus, I come to thee. Out of the depths of ruin untold, into the peace of thy sheltering fold, ever thy glorious face to behold, Jesus, I come to thee. Jesus, I come to thee.